Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Big Block Construction Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Thakkar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Karan Thakkar. On behalf of Essential Technologies, I welcome you all to Big Block Construction Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. From the management, we have Mr. Narayan Saboo, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Naresh Saboo, Managing Director, Mr. Mohit Saboo, Director and CFO, and Mr. Manish Saboo, Marketing and Strategy. I would request you to refer to the investor presentation that has been uploaded on the exchange, which will throw much more light. Starting with statutory declarations, certain statements in the con call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. May I now request Mr. Mohit Saboo to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to Mohit.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Q1 FY23 conference call for Big Block Construction Limited. Big Block Construction Limited is India's premier AAC blocks manufacturing company, and we are currently involved in manufacturing of AAC blocks as well as other materials, which are block joining mortar, ready-mix plaster, as well as coming up with AAC panels soon. Currently, we have two plants installed in Gujarat, one of them at Umargaon near Vapi and other at Ahmedabad. From the Umargaon plant, we are catering to the markets of Mumbai, Pune, Vapi, Silvassa, and from the plant near Ahmedabad, the markets of Ahmedabad, Baroda and Indore and some regions of MP. AAC blocks is a green building material which is used as a direct substitute for red bricks, and it is manufactured using fly ash, which is 65% of our raw materials. Fly ash is a waste from the thermal power plant, and that is the reason that it is called a green building material. The other additives used for manufacturing the product are cement, lime, aluminum powder, gypsum, and some other additives. Coming down to the quarterly performance. Big Block Construction has seen a revenue growth of almost 100% from 282 million in Q1 FY22 to 556 million in Q1 FY23. The EBITDA has gone up from 33 million in Q1 FY22 to 122 million in Q1 FY23. Also, the volume sales have increased by 33% from 96,000 CBM to 127,000 CBM. The EPS has also seen a phenomenal jump from 17 paisa per share to 1.19 rupees per share. This was a phenomenal quarter for the company because in this quarter we have seen phenomenal growth in terms of volume as well as revenues, and also the profitability has seen a tremendous jump. Also, during the quarter, we have acquired land for our plant expansions at Vada. We are coming up with one more plant at Vada, which will be one of India's largest AAC plants when it's fully commercialized. We have bought land of 9.5 acres. The plant will be installed at this land. The construction has already began, and the plant is divided into two phases of 2.5 lakhs each. The reason we are installing the plant in Vada is there are huge subsidy benefits also in this region because it is not an industrially developed region. We have placed order for majority of the machines to be installed at this plant, and we intend to start commercial productions at this plant by December 2022. Also, we'll be coming up with one more expansion, which will be in a JV with the Thai company, Siam Cement Group, SCG. In this plant, we'll be manufacturing AAC blocks as well as panels. the JV company is already incorporated and the capital infusion is done for the same. We are currently in the process of land identification and land acquisition for the JV company, which we intend to complete in the running quarter. Also, we would like to make one announcement that we generate carbon credits as we are using fly ash, which is a waste for the thermal power plants. And the carbon credits generated are still in stock. We haven't disposed them off. I think we can open the floor for some questions and everything now.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of John Matthew, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a few questions. Have you seen any capacity increase done by any unorganized players in this quarter? And second is there any major difference between prices of our blocks vis-a-vis an unorganized player?
So frankly, in this quarter, we haven't seen any capacity increase, but there is a bit of a capacity increase upcoming from a few competitors as well in the upcoming quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding, what was the other question?
Do you see any major differences between the price of our blocks versus an unorganized player?
So generally we are one of the oldest and the organized players in the industry, and that's the reason that our prices are a little bit higher than the unorganized player by approx 3 to 6% depending from time to time.
Okay. Well, the price for bricks and blocks both have come down a little in this quarter. So how do you see it for, let's say, this financial year?
So the prices for bricks and blocks both have come down. One reason is, the overall costing has also come down for lots of things, because cement and aluminium powder, all the metals have also witnessed some slowdown. And that is the reason that prices for both the things have come down. But going further, I don't see any further corrections in prices. And moreover, the way real estate and the upcoming demand is shaping up, it doesn't seem to be challenging at all.
Okay.
Just to address it more, we are replacing red bricks, which is happening at a much faster pace now.
Right.
Red bricks are still at a share of almost 85-87%, whereas AAC blocks is at a share of 8-9%. And red bricks today is still expensive than AAC blocks on a peer-to-peer comparison, without counting the advantages of AAC blocks.
Okay. Are you looking for any organic or inorganic acquisition, or any plans to increase capacity by outsourcing from unorganized players?
We are open to those ideas of organic and inorganic operation acquisitions. But regarding, the contract manufacturing from unorganized players, frankly, that doesn't seem to be very viable or practical, because we'd rather do it on our own. That's what we feel.
Okay.
Because the other manufacturer also, if we try to get a contract manufacturing done from them, nobody has a spare capacity, as most of everyone's capacities are sold out.
Okay. Well, the earlier question, as you said that the prices of bricks and blocks have come down. So if I talk about this financial year, do you see it coming down, or what will be your target in terms of profits?
Currently, the prices that have come down, that is only because of the reduction in cost. We don't see any further reduction in cost also because everything seems to have been stabilized, whether it's steel, cement or even aluminium powder and everything. And Again, once the monsoon finishes from September onwards, we further see upward trend in pricing because cement and all is also bound to go up because of the infra demand and everything, which is a little slow in this quarter.
Great, great. Okay, one last question from my end. What is your current working capital cycle?
Approximately it's at around 50 to 55 days.
Okay. All right, great. Well, that's all I need for now, and thank you for your time and wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Nvest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes. Could you be a little louder?
Yes, sure. Sir, my question is from side of your inward leg side basically. As we know, fly ash constitutes 65% of our total raw material consumption and currently we are getting it free of cost. Nevertheless, this situation may not continue in the future. As you know, billing for fly ash has already started for some of the thermal plants. So basically my questions are, one, whether we are going to make payment for the fly ash in the near term or in the long term, and in that scenario, how we are going to control our margins. And second one is, as you know, due to the renewable energy taking over the thermal power, it is likely that the thermal plants will be facing the shutdown in operations in the future. So in that, that may lead to the problem in the supply of fly ash. So what are the alternatives and how we are going to tackle that scenario?
So just to, we'll take it in two ways. One thing is fly ash. So we are using pond ash, we are not using fly ash. So pond ash is the ash which has been accumulated in the pond or near the thermal power plants since the last 20, 30, 40 years since the thermal power plants have been running. And currently we are not paying anything for that and I don't even see that pond ash will be saleable material because the use of pond ash are very limited. And coming down to the other point that, solar and other energies, we see that, the green energy and everything is rising and there's no doubt about it. But still, India, there have been recent various articles which have always mentioned that India is facing tremendous power shortage and all the thermal power plants have run in phenomenal capacity in the last quarter.
Also, to address your question, so at one of our facilities, we are already making sand-based blocks as well, other than fly ash. So just in case, 5 years, 10 years down the line, there is any scarcity or, unavailability of fly ash, our plants can always shift to sand instead of fly ash. For your information, majority of AAC block plants in Europe are running on sand and not fly ash because those countries don't have fly ash.
And what is the source of this sand basically? Is it environment friendly source or something else?
So it's basically it's river sand.
River sand you are saying?
Yes.
And currently how much basically, how much of the total capacity we are producing from this river sand base?
So at our Ahmedabad unit, we are approximately anywhere around 20-25% we are making sand base.
And you are saying 5 years down the line, if that happens, means fly ash is not available or they are charging the prices. So is it the sand is sand ash is also free of cost or not?
Sorry, sand is?
Sand ash is also free of cost for us.
No, sand again we'll have to pay some transportation costs, otherwise the costs are quite negligible, not much. And also the pond, as Mohit said, fly ash ponds, which have accumulated fly ash for the last 20-30 years, still I'm sure there is so much ash in them that there is no issues for the next 10 to 15 years.
So are we the only players who is producing AAC blocks via this bond ash you are saying?
So we are not the only player. There are other players who are using bond ash. But still, thermal power plants are, they still have so much ash when they are running that they still have to, they dump these ash, this ash in the pond. So we don't see any issues for the next 10 to 15 years at least, and in case still there is an issue, there is sand always available in ample.
And you are saying the cost of that is very negligible?
Yes, cost is negligible, but in case, you know, if the cost also goes up, it will go up for all the manufacturers, and the same will result in, you know, the increase in the selling price as well.
Okay, understood, sir. And second question is, if we see around the industry, competitive intensity is growing on, and a lot of players are building up their capacities. So my question is, what gives you the competitive advantage? Obviously, apart from your strategic location, I'm asking in the terms of product quality or innovation size, based on which we can claim that, yes, we have the monopolistic advantage in the industry. Because if you see, capacities are building up at this rate, and with the low entry barrier, as you know, so what shall give us the pricing power, sir?
So as you said, we already have locational advantages, and you know, with the unit coming up at Wada, we'll be almost in the heart of Mumbai. So anywhere in Mumbai, Pune market, we are the nearest supplier. Other than that, you know, the subsidies will always play a big role, you know, helping the bottom line of the company. And we are coming up with AC panels as well. So that will be a new material, and that also is coming up with, you know, a partner who's already established in this field, and they have plants in various countries, CM Cement. So I'm sure this innovative new material will again help us, you know, keeping our bottom lines on track.
I understood. As per your earlier phone calls also, you are saying AAC panels, you are the only manufacturer apart from that MagicRate you are saying that has built the capacities in recent past. So what I'm asking is, what is the growth scenario you are looking for this AAC panel?
So frankly, you know, in India also, the labor costs and all such things are increasing. Material handling and everything is all getting difficult. So panel will be much faster in construction, and also the labor cost will go down drastically. So eventually, from AC blocks, the other alternative material will be panels. And apart from that, the consumption of red bricks is also supposed to keep on getting reduced day by day. So conversion from red bricks to AC blocks and from AC blocks to panels is that's what we see in the upcoming future.
So I understood this thing, but your existing facilities that are producing AC blocks, so can these facilities also be used for producing the AAC panels? Because if the shift happens, then what will be the use of the existing capacity you are having?
We can upgrade our existing plants also for manufacturing of AAC panels. We'll have to do some technological modifications and install some additional machinery for panels. That's what will be required, as simple as that.
And this AAC plants you are producing via your new plant JV in Ahmedabad, right?
Yes.
And when will be the expected commissioning?
So we are currently in the phase of land identification and acquisition, and tentatively we intend to start commercial production at that unit by June 23.
June 23, you are saying. And in the recent past, you have provided the revenue guidance of 500 crore approximately by the end of financial year 24. So looking towards the existing utilization, we should be at the volume level of 10,70,000 approximately. For 500 crore top line. So that is around 77% utilization, and I hope by financial year 25 we can grow based on the remaining utilization. So my question is regarding your plans after financial year 25, how we as a company are going to shift?
So currently we have presence in Western India region only, and post completion of these two units, one at Wada and the other plant is in JV near Ahmedabad, we intend to go pan-India by setting up a plant in North as well as in South.
Okay, you are targeting the North and as well as South.
Yes.
After 25 years, thing.
Once we commercialize both the existing plant expansions, then we'll take up the other locations of North and South.
And the expected ramp-up, I think, it should be by the end of financial year 25, you know?
By FY25-26, yes.
25-26 years, then. And a little bit confirmation only on that that side only. Means you are saying you are producing from the bone ash, and if you are not in the near future, you are not going to pay for the fly ash. Are you? Am I right in getting that point?
Yes, we have been producing from pond ash since the last 11-12 years, and we keep on, I mean, we have our people visiting the ponds also frequently, every 15 days or something, and there's enough stock at the pond from where we are procuring in such a way that at least for the next 5-7 years, we won't face any challenges with that.
I'm sure we are 4-5 years, we are not going
that from the for the Umargaon plant or for the Vada plant, we have ash available from the Danu thermal power plant which belongs to Adani, plus the Nasik thermal power plant or the Opai thermal power plant. And similarly for the plant near Ahmedabad, we have Manasbori thermal power plant near Baroda, and plus there's another thermal power plant in Gandhinagar.
And there is a accumulated sand available, accumulated ash available, and you are not seeing any problem for next 5 to 6 years.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you for your time, sir. And all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pranay Jain from D Level Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have about 3 questions, but the first one is on pricing and margin. It's great to see that the margin trajectory continues to climb up, and from 20.5 years, 22 plus right now. So just wanted to understand, what should be the sustainable margin for the year? I understand from season to season, there can be some softness. But otherwise, what's the range that you're looking to maintain?
Frankly, the margins that we have announced in the last 2 quarters, these seem to be sustainable because in spite of the slowdown that we witnessed in Q1 FY23, our margins have been maintained accordingly. And going forward, the real estate and overall infra and everything is supposed poised to grow. That's what this government is concentrating on. And that's why we see the margins to be at least sustainable at this level, or it could further go up as well.
So currently, are we at optimum utilization of our facility?
Yes, we are at optimum utilization. We are at almost 85-90% plus utilization. There has been little lower utilization in the current month because of torrential rains in the western region in the July month.
Okay.
But still, we are at around 85-90%.
So, and you believe that post this monsoon quarter, there is a chance as activity picks up, pricing perhaps can also improve a little bit further after the softness that we will
see. Yes, because, it is a voice to go up because bread bricks is still expensive. And if we, just try and match those prices, then we can still see in anywhere between 10 to 15% price increase as well going ahead.
I read a Gujarati notice or circular that was passed around where the body was seeking relief due to the GST burden and many units which manufacture red brick were shutting down. So just wanted to understand, are we seeing closure of several such units which enables us to increase our market share? And what is the market share you anticipate over the coming 1-2 years for our product from where it stands today?
So, frankly, the market share is poised to grow up continuously because, the product is reaching far and wide. I mean, earlier it used to sell only in cities and towns like Bombay, Surat and everything. But of lately, quarter over quarter, we have been witnessing demand from small towns and small cities as well. And as we mentioned earlier that, we are doing contract manufacturing for Ambuja also. So, because of their presence, the awareness in rural areas and because of their dealer distributor networks in small towns, the demand from there is also increasing. So it's just that market penetration is being done through them, but overall, and large, we are also benefiting from the same.
So what would be our market share as of FY22 close or presently?
Market share as compared to red bricks. So red bricks, as per our understanding, would be somewhere around 82-85%, whereas AC block somewhere would be around 8-10%.
So we are 10% approximately of the AC industry.
Yes, but that is pan India. We don't have exact bifurcation area to be up because they're not such accurate reports available, to be very frank.
And it could rate, say, 15% in a couple of years' time as a result of not just our clients, but also our own distribution efforts. Is that plausible?
I think it should definitely reach that, because the government is also trying to push towards, you know, more organized and greener construction. And, you know, like introducing GST on red brick manufacturers, which is like a cottage industry, and they don't know the compliance and everything for GST. So I also mentioned earlier that they have read the article that they are telling that they won't do manufacturing any further and all. So looking at all those things and looking at the support from government, it seems that we should be able to reach to at least 15% in the upcoming couple of years easily.
And with regards to the additional capacity that's coming up, I know our Vada plant should be ready by December. But overall, when we're looking to add 8 lakhs, by when do you see it coming on stream? Are we tracking on time?
So we are doing Vada also in phases. In phase 1, we are doing 2.5 lakhs, which should be commercialized by December. And phase 2 will be another 2.5 lakhs, which should commercialize by tentatively June 23. And similarly, the Ahmedabad plant will also be will be 3 lakhs, which will be tentatively commercialized by June 23. And I think entire capacity ramp-up and, you know, fully utilization of the new installed capacity should also happen by December 23 or March 24.
So between now and December 23, what is the potential from new product introduction that we are penciling, whether it is panels or Magic Reed or anything else that is in our R&D team? What percentage of our revenue or what size do you see possible in the next 18 to 24 months?
So the Vada plant that we are doing it is just for AC blocks currently. And the GV plant that we'll be doing with SCG near Ahmedabad will be for panels as well as blocks. We'll be having the option of manufacturing both at that location. Block being, you know, the product which is replacing red brick, because what will happen is panels is a much advanced and a superior product and comparatively expensive as compared to AC block as well. So it will be first adapted by the more organized and the bigger builders, which includes the likes of L&T or Lota. Whereas AC block will be used for conversion from red brick users. And looking at the percentage of the share of panels, so I think for the plant will be of 3 lakh cubic meter, and in the initial years we just see in FY23 we see panel utilization of almost 20 to 30%.
Understood. Also with regards to our longer term plan, what is the increase in distribution efforts we are taking, whether it is on ground presence or to large builder project, because I see that that is an important pillar of our sustainable plan. So other than products, entering new markets with new products, just wanted to understand how strong are we on that plan, if you could give us some color, some numbers, some names.
So, you know, we have been concentrating on increasing our sales either to the, you know, the large players, which includes the likes of Lota, Runwal, L&T, BG Shirke and Capacite and also contractors, because they have huge upcoming projects. And that's what we concentrate on, and giving them the best quality product as well as timely services, because timely delivery of product is also a very big aspect in this industry. And regarding tapping new markets and also, you know, we are trying to increase our team as well, so that and we have already increased a few of our team who are joining us slowly and gradually to reach far covering markets, including the markets of Nashik as well as further going down in Mumbai near Roa, Raigad, as well as Alibag and all such locations.
Got it. So just lastly, you expect the second half to be again a seasonally stronger part of the year?
Yes, definitely, because in the first half of the from this from April to June, because of Holi and everything, there is somewhat a labor shortage, and from July to September, because of monsoon, there is a little bit of a slowdown, because the rains in this region are sometimes torrential, which we have witnessed in the current month. And from October to March it is considered to be the most peak construction activity period. So that time we definitely expect it to be better.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of R. Shraddha Somani, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ms. Shraddha, please go ahead with your question. Ms. Shraddha, if you have muted yourself from your phone, please unmute yourself. Since there is no reply from the line of Ms. Shraddha, we'll move to the next participant. The next one is Shyam Garg from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and a very good set of numbers. My first question is with respect to what is the order book do we have right now?
Shyam, can you come again on the question once?
Yes. What is the amount of order book do we have right now?
So we are currently running at an order book of almost 7 to 10 days, which is the current order book pertaining to, you know, torrential rains and everything.
Okay, so in value terms, what would be the amount of the order book? Hello?
Hello?
In terms of...
6-7 crores, but what happens in this industry is, you know, it's a bulky material and people don't have storage space at their sites as well, because at construction sites it's almost crammed up in cities like Bombay as well as Ahmedabad. So that's the reason that we don't have huge running order books. So people give us orders and they expect delivery to be reaching within with them in the 3 to 5 days. That's how the industry works, and owing to you know, torrential rains in the last 10-15 days in Ahmedabad as well as Bombay, both the regions, all the sites were a little slow, and they had to you know, do a lot of efforts in maintaining their sites. But this order book in monsoon season seems to be pretty good for us as per monsoons.
Okay, with respect to the distribution channel. Contacts with a few luxury project builders like Lodha and other builders. So what is the what is the payback period from them? From how much time do we get the realize the payments from them?
So generally these big builders, which includes the likes of Lodha, L&T, Runwal, generally end up getting their payments on an average in around 70-75 days.
Okay. So with respect to the Del North region, so there are few luxury high-end project builders who are saying that they are moving back to red bricks again. Recently, while building this AAC block, they found that the block is not that strong for drilling for the inside wall. So they are shifting back to red bricks. So can you give some outlook on that?
Frankly, we haven't come across any such things as to people are moving back to red bricks again. But with regards to the product and everything, so what we have witnessed in the last one and a half year is the more organized or the stronger players are somewhat moving from AAC blocks to Maiwan structure in some aspect, but that is again much more expensive. And also for the internal walls, even in spite of using Maiwan structure, they are using AAC blocks only as partitions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Somil Mehta from Mehta Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Hi, I just have a quick couple of questions. I just want to know, what is the progress on the plant with SCG International? And I believe the plant with SCG as well will be commenced in a phase-wise manner. So could you just tell me how much will they contribute in terms of margin initially?
So for the plant with SCG, we are still in land acquisition and identification phase. And we intend to complete the land acquisition in the running quarter by September 22. And with regard to the commencement or installation of that plant, so it won't be in phases. We'll be doing that plant at one shot altogether, where we'll put up a capacity for 3 lakhs, but that plant will again be expandable to 5 lakhs in future.
Okay. And could you shed some light on how much will they contribute in terms of margins?
So the company is already incorporated, and the sharing ratio is 52% is being held by Big Block and 48% by SCG, and the equity contribution will also be in the same ratio.
Okay, okay, great. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pranay Jain from Dealwell Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Just a couple of quick questions. One is, just wanted to understand what are the carbon credits that we've accumulated at present, and how do we intend to monetize it in the future, just for a lay investor's understanding.
So we are registered for carbon credits because we are using fly ash, and at our unit at Umargaon we are generating 60,000 units every year, and audit is done for the same, and we have accumulated almost around 40 to 45,000 units, which is for the period till August 21. And for the next audit, we are just appointing the consultant for the same, and we should begin the audit, which takes a period of about 3 to 4 months. And we have held on the credits right now and not sold it because of the Russian war and everything. The carbon credit prices had come down, but now again the upper trajectory has started on the same. So once we see the pricing to, you know, reach a good level, we might end up monetizing them.
Also, you know, we from our past experiences, we have seen that the prices remain better in the second half of the year, and the best the prices we can get maybe is in the last quarter. So we'll monetize it at the best possible time.
Got it. So just for simple understanding, let's say we have 1 lakh carbon credits right now. What would be the present value of the same?
So currently the market price is around $4 approximately, but we are looking at, you know, we are expecting that it should reach anywhere between $5 and $6 in the next couple of months.
And this, of course, would be tax efficient, or would it attract a pretty high tax?
10 taxes.
So current taxation is 10%, but I think that for that also a case is going on somewhere in Supreme Court for the same.
Got it. And a second thing that I saw in the investor presentation is we are now actively looking at export opportunities. I mean, there were two regions named like Sri Lanka and Middle East. I don't know what's possible in Sri Lanka given the current affairs, but what do we anticipate in Middle East?
So, frankly, the freight rates and everything are coming pretty high. But, you know, once the freight rates keep on going down, we might be able to explore export opportunities also. And earlier in the past, we did some, you know, experimentation by sending out some samples to UK and European markets. But then the freight rates increased drastically, so that didn't turn out viable. But we got our, product approved and everything that way.
So in the next 1 year, do you see our products landing in Middle East and parts of Europe?
It really depends on the freight rate, and as the new WADA plant is also coming up, which will be very, very near to the port, the Nhava Sheva port, so we definitely have an opportunity. But once freight stabilizes, we can definitely try and explore those.
Okay, but maybe the inquiries or demand is such that domestically it will get absorbed and you won't have to
I mean, the demand is pretty good, but then yes, we should definitely try and explore the opportunity in case we get one.
Okay, so looks looks something which is for next year perhaps, not much for this year then.
Yes, definitely after our WADA unit starts.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Nvest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for giving the opportunity again. Basically, my question is regarding what is your expectation regarding EBITDA margins, depreciation and interest costs on full year basis for financial year 23 and 24 going forward?
So, FY 23-24, the EBITDA margins that we have reported in the current quarter, those are easily maintainable, but we can even see some upward trajectory in the same in the later half of the year.
Sir, it is 22%. This is the, I think, are you sure we are able to maintain that in future? EBITDA
margin? Yes, because frankly, even though Q1 was a little slow, in spite of that, you know, we have been able to maintain those margins. And apart from that, as you mentioned earlier, that, later on, the second year, half of the year, the demand and everything is much more better than this. And we even see the pricing to go up.
Understood, sir. And what about the depreciation and interest cost on a full year basis?
So, the depreciation and interest cost would continue to remain on similar level as it is in, you know, in this quarter.
This is basically around historically 10 CR accumulatively. So you are saying this will be the 10 CR only because you are doing the capex. I think it should increase in the terms of depreciation.
So the capex we are expecting to commercial. I mean, till December we expect the capex to be completed. Until then, everything will be amortized in the cost of plant and everything. And thereafter, from Jan onwards, we expect to start commercial productions, and from that point also, we expect to get similar margins. So, you know, interest and depreciation cost will increase, but at that point of time, similarly, the productions and the volumes as well as the profitability will also go up.
So, more or less, what are our sustainable PAT margins for future?
Yeah. So the current margins that we are witnessing in the current quarter is easily sustainable.
I'm talking about the PAT margin. PAT margin.
Sorry.
PAT margins, not a beta margins. I'm talking about PAT margins.
So that's what, as I said, that even though the new plant is coming up and that interest and depreciation will go up, but we'll even start to get volumes immediately once we begin commercial production from December.
Okay, so can we expect it on an average 9 to 10% PAT margin as historically we are able to maintain?
I think we can expect better PAT margins of somewhere between 12 to 15%.
12 to 15%, you are saying?
Okay.
And what is our effective tax rate?
Approximately around 25-26%.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of R. Shraddha Somani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. So what I wanted to know is, which are the regions in which we, you know, have the highest sales, and it would be helpful if you could specify in terms of percentage.
Bombay is one of our biggest markets, and the sales from Bombay are almost at around 50%. Ahmedabad being almost the second biggest market with a sales of almost 30%. Baroda being the third biggest with a sales of around 5-7%. Vapi and Pune also contributing anywhere around 5-7%. And other small towns contributing another 5-7%.
Okay, and are we planning to expand in, you know, other regions than what we currently are present in?
So we currently have two planned expansions. One is at WADA, and this is in the JV company with SCG near Ahmedabad. And post these expansions, we intend to, you know, go north as well as south. So one plant near Delhi and the other near Hyderabad or Bangalore.
And if you could provide with any potential capacity for them?
Sorry?
Any potential capacity of those plants, what would that be?
So we haven't taken up those expansions on hand, but more or less, you know, principally we'll be putting up a plant of 5 lakh cubic meters only at those locations as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Surit Diora from Paladin Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon, sorry. I have two questions. Firstly, could you tell me what is the aggregate capacity in India for these plants, for AAC plants?
The total capacity pan-India would be somewhere around 1.5 to 1.8 crores cubic meters, pan-India.
And do you know what is the approximate increase that one could see in the next 2-3 years in capacity installed?
It's not possible to comment for the next 2-3 years because, you know, we don't know if everyone's planned expansions, to be very frank. But in the upcoming 1 year, I think we can see a capacity increase of somewhere around 15% to 20%.
So 20% of this would be about 30 lakh?
Yeah, approximately 25 to 30 lakhs. That's what we see in the upcoming 12 to 15 months.
And the current install base is fully utilized more or less, or there's enough room for growth at an aggregate level?
Yes, currently, you know, all the majority of the capacities are all running at capacities of more than 70 to 80%. We are running at almost 94-95%, but the industry would be running at more than 80%. But, you know, it depends from plant to plant as to what are their operational levels and everything and what are their efficient capacity utilization levels.
So in this business, I'm assuming that you can only service like 200-300 kilometer radius from your plant, right? Is that a fair assumption?
Yes. So, you know, 200 to 300 kilometers is the most ideal, but yeah, we can go up to a distance of 400-450 kilometers as well. But the most ideal is 200 to 300 the max.
So it's a very localized business. So in your areas, are you seeing massive additional capacities coming up in the west, like in the Bombay and the Ahmedabad region?
There are a few upcoming capacities in Bombay and the Ahmedabad region as well.
But you're not concerned that that could impact your sales or your pricing?
It wouldn't impact much because the conversion from brick to block is also happening at that pace. And also the construction activity is, you know, taking increase that much.
Okay, and is there a rule of thumb for the capex per meter cube or per 1,000 meter cube or something? How much money would one have to spend typically for a 1 lakh meter cube plant, for example?
You weren't very audible. Can you come back on the question once again?
Is there like a rule of thumb for the capex required for, let's say, a 1 lakh meter cube plant? I'm just trying to understand what it would, you know, if there's a general number that one could assume.
So, frankly speaking, you know, the machinery, there's no thumb rule that way, but just for your brief understanding, so for a plant of 5 lakh cubic meters, you need a land of almost at least 8 to 9 acres. Secondly, if you install Chinese machinery, then the capex is much different. And if you install German machinery, then the capex is very different.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, for a 5 lakh cubic meter capacity plant, the capex would be somewhere around 60 to 70 crores. But for larger organizations, these capex end up going much higher. Like we have witnessed in the past that people like Hyderabad Industries or Ultratech had installed German plants with, and the capacity of the plant was around 3 lakh cubic meters and the capex went up to almost 120 to 130 crores.
So yours are Chinese machines at 60 crores?
Sorry?
Yours are using Chinese machines and they are using German machines?
No, we are buying Chinese machines. And off lately in the last plant that even Hyderabad Industries put up, they installed Chinese machines.
I see. Okay. And I wanted, this was just a clarification. Could you just summarize the various plants you have and the capacities and the new plants coming up and their capacities? I think you mentioned it earlier, but I didn't catch all the details.
Yeah, so we have currently one unit near Umargaon, which is near Vapi, and this is a capacity of 325,000 cubic meters per annum. And the other plant near Ahmedabad at Kapadwanj, the capacity of this plant is around 250,000 cubic meters per annum. These two are the currently operational plants, and the other two plants that we are coming up with is one in Wada in Palghar district, which will be a 500,000 cubic meter capacity plant, but it will be in two phases. So 2.5 lakhs in the beginning and 2.5 lakhs in phase two. And one more plant that we are coming up will be again in the vicinity of Ahmedabad itself, which will be another 300,000 cubic meter in the beginning, which is in the JV company with SCG, CM Cement Group. And in that, we'll be manufacturing AAC blocks as well as panels.
Except 300,000 in phase one, I think there's a phase two possible here too.
Sorry, it wasn't very clear again.
You said 300,000 in phase one for the new Ahmedabad plant.
Yeah.
So what would the phase two capacity be?
So we have right now just signed for 300,000, but the plant that we'll be installing will be expandable to 500,000.
Okay, and could you just repeat the timeline for WADA phase one? That'll be ready by December 22, right?
Yeah, WADA phase 1 by December 22 tentatively and phase 2 by June 23. And the JV company plant near Ahmedabad with SCG by June 23 again. Phase 1, that is 300,000.
And you've got the money in place to do all of this CapEx?
Sorry, I didn't get it again.
You have the funds to do all of this CapEx?
Yes. So we have got the bank finance done for the WADA plant, but majority of our share of CAPEX, like we have already done land acquisition, placed orders for machineries, given the advance to the supplier, began commercial and the construction activities at the plant. So all that is already done from our sources.
And you don't need to raise equity in the near future for any of these expansion or for future expansion plans?
For these planned expansions, you know, the generation that you're getting from the company are sufficient, you know. But we are open to, you know, raising equity as well if there's some good equity partner willing to sit with us for a long period. As we'll be coming up with more expansion in north as well as south in the upcoming season.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Sabu for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for attending the investor Q1 FY23 investor call of Big Block Construction Limited today. As you have seen, a phenomenal quarter with amazing growth, and we intend to continue this growth in the upcoming future. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sanchal Technologies, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.